Well, good evening. We just want to welcome all of the Darrow campus students and the students that are on the internet and Roku. I don't know about you, but after a session like that, all you can do is be thankful for the gifts that God placed in the body. You know, so let us pray, get started. Father, we are most certainly thankful for our apostle. We see the wisdom, the apostolic grace, the apostolic call that is upon his life, and how that he's laid down his life so that we can receive even more. So we thank you for him, and we thank you for the royal family, and we thank you for this school, the purpose that you established this school. May you continue to grace it. May the students embrace it, and may they understand that this is only a temporary assignment, but as they go through school, help them to remain connected, to realize that it is of utmost importance to remain connected to the apostle. So we give you praise, glory, honor, thanksgiving for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to go kind of rush through this the last session. I want to make sure that we understand the scriptural purpose of prophecy before we move into the four realms of prophecy. That's G in your books. I don't know. Let's see what page that would be. Page 25. Thank you very much, sir. Page 25. The scriptural purpose of prophecy. Now, remember we said that Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, you know, we have a lot of people who just get excited about, you know, receiving. We call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some people say the infilling of the Holy Spirit. You know, we all know that, first of all, you're born of the Spirit. Is that right? You know, it's always confusing, but it's really simple when you understand it. When you're born of the Spirit, that don't mean you have all of the Spirit. You're born of the Spirit. But then there's the term being baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, the infilling of the Spirit, amen, where it bubbles up, gushes forth, and come out. And so many times people just get excited about being filled with the Spirit. But what's the purpose? See, if you don't understand the purpose, you will abuse it. So we have to understand now with this move of God, God wants to bring the church back to his original intent. So we must understand that the purpose of us being filled with the Spirit is so that we can grow and develop to the point where we prophesy. Come on, prophesy. Not just speak in an unknown tongue. 1 Corinthians 14, let's read the first couple of verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, first couple of verses. Then we'll find the verse where it say, prophecy speaks to men for exhortation. I believe that's 1 Corinthians 14 and 4. But let's read. What does 1 Corinthians 14 and 1 say? Notice what he said, follow after love. In other words, we talked about this before. The greatest motivation for functioning in the manifestations of the Spirit is what? Love. Okay. Follow after charity. Follow after love. And desire spiritual gifts. That's one of the things I believe God wants to impart to this class. You must desire to function in spiritual gifts. Remember, I told you this is not about spirituality, because the Corinthian church was a very carnal church. Paul said, I can't feed you with milk because you're yet babies. But yet the same Bible says they came behind in no spiritual gift. They function in the nine manifestations of the Spirit. So when Paul wrote the letter to them, he had to show them how to flow with what they had. You listening to me? So they can grow and mature. So follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Why? Because we have discussed that all of the other manifestations of the Spirit piggyback on prophecy. Read. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, he speaketh what? Mysteries. So we want to understand, when we are praying in unknown tongues, this is not for entertainment. This is about relationship with God. This is our supernatural way of communicating with our Father, bypassing our understanding, Because when you start praying in tongues, your mind want to go wild. But when you're praying in other tongues, your mind is not supposed to understand. You listening to me? But as you pray that you interpret, your mind will understand. Now understand, there's a difference between tongues and interpretation. It's not tongues and translation. Y'all look lost. It's not tongues and translation. For example, how you say hello in Spanish? No, it's interpreting what the Spirit is saying. Sometimes somebody can speak, look like for 30 seconds, and somebody will give a 10-minute interpretation. Because it's not translation. It's interpreting what the Spirit is trying to communicate to the people present. Y'all understand? Okay, read the scripture. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth, speaketh unto men, to edification, exhortation, and comfort. Did y'all get that? Now, did you notice tonight that the apostle gave us apostolic wisdom when it comes to functioning in this gift? Because some people are made shame. We've been there. You've seen it. You have seen it. Some people have been shamed. But apostle gave us great wisdom. God can speak to you about a situation that is so personal to a person. Sometimes you have to remember even their children are there. Come on, talk to me. And we got people who parking lot prophets, I call them. Phone prophets. And they want to get out there to demonstrate how spiritual they are at the expense of wrecking somebody else's life. Come on now, y'all not talking to me. I've seen it in churches. I've seen people's lives destroyed because somebody exposed. Come on, talk to me up here. So we got to understand that it's for edification. What does the word edify mean? To build you up. Build you up. This, and it's also important to have a switch in your mindset. Because even when God judges us, or even when God talks to us openly about certain things, it's not to shame us. It's to bring us back, to restore us. Y'all not talking to me. That's why Jesus was able to tell that woman at the well, the one you with ain't your husband. Besides that, you had five others. He didn't say that to embarrass her. He said it with such love and such compassion. That woman ran away and said, come see a man, tell me about myself. Now in the church, we do it. They leave, take their family with them, and never come back. Y'all kind of quiet. We have to start teaching people. God exposes things. Come on, listen to me. Why? To build us up, to help us, to judge us so we don't get judged. So we, y'all kind of quiet. Just trying to help you while I'm here. Read the Bible. So we said edification, huh? Speaking unto men unto what? Edification, which means what? To build up. We said that word is like building one stone on top of another. God purposely builds our lives and bring us to the place that he wants us to be. You don't just come out one day being an apostle. I believe that Apostle Thompson was called and separated unto God to be apostle from his mother's womb. But the process God had to take him through. Y'all kind of quiet. You don't just get to, I mean, everything. What you think? You don't just come here. You don't get to be an apostle as soon as you get called. God been training you. God told Jeremiah, before I form you, before I form you in your mother's belly, in your mother's womb, I knew thee and I ordained thee that you be a prophet to the nation. Well, what make you think he didn't do it for everybody else? God know exactly what he put you in this earth realm to function in. And everything in your life, every step of a righteous man is ordered by God. Now, I know y'all don't like the good, the bad, and ugly, but God say every step. Shatta. Yeah, you don't want to make a mistake. That's why God can't help you. Nobody perfect. We all make mistakes. Come on, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. We can be recovered. Talk to me. Thank God for grace. Grace don't mean I just get away with it. Grace means I can be restored, and really grace is an empowerment and an enablement. Grace teaches something too. So anybody go around telling you that grace, 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 they need to understand this. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared unto all men. But here's the revelation. Teaching us. Grace is a teacher. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present world. I ain't got no help up in here. Just thought while you're driving by, you get some help. So for edification, exhortation. See, what does exhort mean? See, the Bible says so much as we see the day approaching, we need to be encouraging people. Baby, come on, it's time to run now. I know we've been in a marathon, but I feel a sprinter's coming out. You know, when you won't close the door, baby, you got to get the sprinters. You need some Usain Bolts. You need somebody breaking some records. We got to bring this. Y'all not talking to me. We got to close the gap. God is ready to do some things. So that's why he's doing what he's doing. So edification, exhortation. I'm encouraging you. Stay connected to the apostle. This class ain't about us. This class is about who we are connected to. See, you won't follow real good leaders in your church. Follow the people only who are connecting you to the one over you, where they're not trying to act like they got it all. The reason for this school is the anointing that comes upon Apostle Thompson. Everybody else is functioning under his apostolic anointing. So it's easy to teach when you come out in classes because they got something on you. Don't look at me if I look all jacked up. Every time I'm around him, I get jacked up. Look at y'all. Exhortation. I'm exhorting you. Be connected to him. The apostles went out and preached, but they came back and told Jesus what they preached. Accountability. Responsibility. That's why I love this school. Listen to me. You'll hear me say it again and again. This is a great man. Don't take it for granted. Don't you act like this is something you can take for granted. This is not something you can get comfortable with. This is the real deal. I've been around a little bit. So I mean, you know, I'm not trying to act like I'm all that old, but I've been around church all my life. So I never had no doubt about who God was and what he wanted. But I tell you, this is one of the most authentic men I've ever seen in my entire life. And watch this. Y'all ready for this? Proof and evidence. At the end of the day, it's results. At the end of the day, it's proof. At the end of the day, it's evidence. It's not eloquence of speech. Come on now. It's not enticing words of man's wisdom. But it's the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that our faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And that's what Apostle is teaching all of us. Matter of fact, you can do this. Hello. You can do this. He ain't saying, he said, you can do this. That's why God put you here, so I can impart to you, so you can go out and carry out this thing. And it's fun when you're on a good team. Y'all might as well say amen. So edification, exhortation, and comfort, comfort, comfort. When you're going through a hard, look, you got a challenge coming up. You walk up to the man of God, he said, you got that. Now, some people can't have that because they want to, no, ain't no boo-hoo story. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Paul, every city he went into, major demonic foes was oppressing him. Persecution everywhere he went. He say, I sought the Lord 3 times. And each time God say, boy, my grace sufficient. No, so what does that tell you? No matter what the enemy come against you with, he was called to be an apostle. So he had apostolic grace to handle anything that the enemy throwed his way. And that same grace came upon all the churches. The people who were connected to him. I can tell you right now, I'm in a city that's anti-prosperity. But in the midst of that anti-prosperity region, we're kept because we have apostolic grace, money coming. So it don't matter who come and who go. Money coming. Okay. Y'all got that? So exhortation, edification, and comfort. Make sure when you function in prophecy. Now watch that clock close, 10 minutes. Glory to God. I don't ever want to get rebuked. Come on, I'm under authority. All right. Y'all got that? Okay, so keep those three things in mind as God begin to use you when you feel that come upon you. Now let's look into chapter number 4, which talks about the four realms of prophecy. The four realms of prophecy. Scriptures clearly indicate that there are various realms of the prophetic flow. Different degrees of anointing operate in each of these prophetic levels. Now, can I tell you something? You can't submit yourself to somebody thinking you equal with them. Let's get that straight. Everybody want to rub elbows. I ain't just, you understand? I'm submitted to Apostle Thompson for a reason. Because I recognize he got something I don't have. By reason of experience, use, price paid. It cost him. Y'all listening to me? So, y'all listening to me? There are different degrees, different levels, and we all can go. Y'all might as well say amen. We need to have a clear understanding of the various levels of the prophetic flow and how they function in order to be able to distinguish and develop each level, beginning, bringing it to maturity and effectiveness. Now, I always like to say this. Life is a process. And you don't have to try to rush. Because God is the one who's building you. And baby, in God's school. Now, my father used to tell us this. Coming through as young men, rooting ground. He always used to tell us, he said, now, boys, God got a school you got to go through. Well, of course, you know how children are, especially young men are sometimes with their dad when you're not properly trained. What is this old man talking about? God got a school. He says, son, God got a school you got to go through. And you can't skip no levels. You can't skip no grades. It don't matter where you run. He got you. So I'm telling all that to you tonight. You got to go through God's school. God has a school. Yeah, this is it. But there's God's school in it. There's a process, I'm saying, that got to take place in each of us individually based upon our relationship with God. You're going to go to his school if you want to fulfill his purpose. Just thought I'd let you know. Now, what are the four realms of prophecy? Number one, there's the spirit of prophecy. The what? The spirit of prophecy. That's called the mantle. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit's mantle upon a person. We'll talk about it. Then there's the gift of prophecy. That's the resident gift. When a person is filled or indwelled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's mantle talks about the Holy Spirit coming upon. The resident gift is the Holy Spirit within. Come on now. And then there is the ministry of the prophet. That's man in function. That's why I say everybody that prophesy ain't a prophet. Baby, when you get around a real prophet, you know it. You don't need no card. Problem is we have cards and no content. CA but no CO. So there's the ministry of the prophet. That's man functioning in the ministry gift of the prophet. Then there is the prophecy of Scripture, called canon of Scriptures. That means all prophecy is judged by the word, that which is written. All prophecy. Because the Bible says the Scripture cannot be broken. God will never go against his own word. And so that's why we have to have people in the church who judge what you say to see if it's lining up with his word. Just went through an incident. People call up and tell people all kind of stuff. Before you tell somebody a word, go to their pastor. It's your crazy self. Okay, don't let that spirit come up on you. Revelation 19 and 10. Let's talk about the first one. The spirit of prophecy. This realm of the prophetic unction is mentioned in Revelation 19 and 10. The spirit of prophecy testifies to the manifested presence of Jesus in the meeting. See, prophecy, the spirit of prophecy bears witness that Jesus is alive. You understand? It makes you aware, conscious of his presence. Watch this. Y'all want to know where Jesus at? Jesus is, yes, the Bible say he's seated at the right hand of the Father. But more importantly, Jesus is in the midst of his church. He's in the midst of the seven candlesticks. He's in the midst of the church. He holds the seven angels in his hand. Just trying to help y'all. Like people act like Jesus on vacation. No, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. All prophecy should glorify Christ. That's why it's for edification, exhortation, and comfort. All three of those missions Jesus accomplished. Are you with me? Revelations 19 and 10 saying, I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou, do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have what? The testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now this is, boy, this text here is rich, because this was the Apostle John who the Bible say was caught up in the spirit on the Lord's day. And he went to fall down at this fellow servant's feet to worship him. We know that wasn't Jesus. That wasn't Jesus. He said, I'm your fellow servant, but I have the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. Are y'all with me? That's why prophecy is a divine utterance that comes from God. Well, who was Jesus anyway? Wasn't he the Word that was made flesh and dwelt amongst men? And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth? Huh? Are you listening? So all prophecy should glorify Jesus. Now, the presence of Jesus charges up the atmosphere in the meeting. It charges up the meeting. Baby, when Jesus started moving, stuff started happening. Come on, talk to me. Talk about signs, wonders, and miracles. Apostle made mention of it tonight. I mean, they started persecuting them after they raised that man up from the gate called the Beautiful Gate, threatening him, don't you go teach no more in that name. And Peter said, you judge. You judge what's right for us to do. Brother, we're going to listen to you. Obey God. We're going to obey God. Hello, somebody. Put us in jail, whip us, cuss us out, talk about our mama, but we obeying God. Come on, talk to me. And then the Bible say they put him in prison. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, God ain't going to leave you in prison. Hallelujah. They called him out. They went out teaching again. I'm trying to get some help. Amen. Then when finally they brought him before the council, Gamaliel. Come on, Gamaliel said, now listen, listen, hold up here, settle yourself down. If these are renegades, don't worry about it. But oh, if you're messing with them and it's God's work, you might find yourself fighting God. But the Bible say, being let go, they went unto their own company. And when they got to their own company, they say, oh boy, let's, hey, hello somebody. Yeah, it also talks about they perceived their boldness. They took note that they had been with Jesus, but when they got to their own company, they prayed a prayer. They said, Lord, stretch forth your hands to heal. Do signs and wonders by the name of your holy child, Jesus. Let me tell y'all something. The power is back. Notice I didn't say it's coming back. The power is back. And the enemy ain't going to be able to handle it. Just thought y'all should know. So ain't no whining. No more whining. And we're not going to sing the whining song. It should have came to me before they wrote that song. I'd have told them, don't write it. Wherever I go, let the Spirit follow. That's not scriptural. The Bible says many are led by the Spirit. Okay, they're going to take that song off the market if you... All right, that's okay. Come on, Reverend. Leave it alone. How much I got? 1 minute. Yeah, we got 1 minute. I'll see y'all next week. We're going to give y'all a study guide for your exam. Everything from chapters 1 through 3, and the little bit that I was able to mention tonight from chapter 4 may be in there. So do your best. Amen. Give yourself to all of these classes, and God be with you. I will refrain from answering. Because one thing I found out about the apostle, I don't know all the time. Now, let me share something with you. I don't say that facetiously. Dad can make a change when God is telling him to do something. See, we like normal stuff. But have you ever thought when you had tests in school, you went there? Okay. But I'm not saying that to say that you're going to be here. I'm just saying, if you make the switch, don't trip out about it.